नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयन्मुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति विद्धि। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। ग्रीट्स ऑन श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो नंबर 1 चैप्टर 12 टाइटल्ड द बर्थ ऑफ एम्परर परीक्षित नंबर 22। मृगेन्द्रायुव विक्रांतो मृगेन्द्रायुव विक्रांतो निषेवयो हिमवानिव निषेवयो हिमवानिव तितिक्षुर्वासुदेवासौ तितिक्षुर्वासुदेवासौ सहिष्णु पितरौ विवा सहिष्णु पितरौ विवा मृगेन्द्रायिव विक्रांतो निषेव्यो हिमवानिव तितिक्षुर्वासुदेवासौ सहिष्णु पितरौ इव मृगेन्द्रैव विक्रांतो निषेवयो हिमवानिव तितिक्षुर्वासुदेवासौ सहिष्णु पितरौ इव।
Powerful,
Nishevyaha. Bodhi of taking shelter. Himavan. The Himalaya mountains. Iva. Like. Yudhishthira. Forbearance. Vasudha Iva. Like the earth. Ashau. The sun. Sakishnuhu. Tolerance. Hitarau. Parents. Iva. Like. Translation was given with Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The child will be as strong as the lion. Point in the The child will be as strong as the lion. And as worthy a shelter as Himalaya mountains. He will be forbearing like the earth. And as tolerant as his parents. One is compared to the lion when one is very strong in chasing his enemy. One should be a lamb at home and a lion in the chase. The lion never fails in the chase of an animal. Similarly, the head of the state should never fail in chasing an enemy. The Himalaya mountains are famous for all rishi. There are innumerable caves to live in. Numberless trees of good fruit trees, good springs to drink water from, and profuse wealth of minerals to cure disease. Any man who is not materially prosperous can take shelter of this great mountain, and he will be provided with everything required. Both the materialist and the spiritualist can take advantage of the great shelter of the Himalayas. On the surface of the earth, there are so many disturbances caused by inhabitants. In the modern age, the people have begun to detonate atomic weapons on the surface of the earth. And still, the earth is forbearing to the inhabitants, like a mother who excuses a little child. Parents are always tolerant students for all sorts of mischievous acts. An ideal king may be possessed of all these good qualities. The child perishes is foretold to have all these good qualities in perfection.
Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutare Svayam Rupa Gatamakyam Sadasiddha Sadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sadrijatam Sahagana Raghunatham Itam Samsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Parijam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Shadhan Vikamcha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namne Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Sacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhaskarya Veshadarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Sadadara Shri Vasyavi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Here, in effect, this is in continuation of the glories of Maharaj Parikshit being foretold by the great sages in the Kundi of Maharaj Yudhishthira. This is the usual custom. Whenever the child is born in the Vedic time. So we undergo different samskaras. So not important custom is that create the soligan. They come there and then they portend what the child will do. So what would the child do in the future? What would be the child's effect? And all these things you can definitely an aspect of Vedic culture. So here the same thing we are saying is happening to Maharaj Parikshit. So Maharaj Yudhishthira, he calls for great astrologers and sages. And then he's asking, how would this man be? What is his future? So then he take the name of his great forefather. Will he have to have done? Will he be worthy descendant of this family? So that was his question. He wanted to know. So the astrologers now, they are giving the details of the great information, great quality, great quality. So, I think we were seeing in the last previous verses, we know the characteristics, now this is continuation of that. So here they said that time, Parikshit, will be as strong as a lion. That must be shelter at Himalaya mountains. Maybe four days like the first, and as solid as the sun. So, always, you know, great personality, and always see, they already been foretold, they get characteristics, they get achievements that they're going to be accomplished in the lifetime. Already been foretold. In fact, all incarnations of the Lord is already been mentioned in scripture. Scripture mentioned about the main incarnation of the Lord. What will be activities, what will be husbands, in which commissure he will appear. All the details of them. And this is also some instance too for great personality. So even when Lord Chaitanya was born, so the scholars, in fact in this case it was his own grandfather, given Lord Chakravarti. So he saw the Jataka, called Jatakarni. So he saw the Jataka of Chaitanya and he could see he is a great personality, not just a great personality. He had all the lakshana, all the quality, characteristics of an incarnation. Although he did not explicitly say, but he understood that he is an incarnation of God. And then even for Krishna also, in this case it was Gargamuni, he told, he was in a very conscientious way, he told Muni to his father, Vasudeva, he told this Lord, his child, has already appeared in different millennium in different colors. Now he's appearing in blackish color, but later he's also appearing in yellowish color. So like that, the great personality, they always have the question, even if you see some verses back, it was shown that when the child Parikshit was supposed to appear, all the stars and constellations were in perfect state. So this also is what has to speak of Mahapurusha. So whenever Mahapurusha is to appear, all the constellations, now the stars will all be perfectly set for his appearance. So, here, and of course, Srila Prabhupada also, great founder of his own movement. So, in this case also, the Chatakarma, it was told that he would open the nation to the strength of the truth. There is true for all great personality. So, here, five corrections. If you ask someone as a lion, and Srila Prabhupada goes to describe in the purport, one is compared to the lion when one is very strong in chasing an enemy. The lion is the king of all animals, which comes in place in the 10th chapter, the Guru Yoga. That again, as Yudhanam, again, you know, among all the Yudha, among all the animals, and the bigger Indra, he was the lion, king of all animals. So lion is always very superior symbol, always attributed to great personality. First of its great quality, being the most powerful animal on the planet. So human elephant is by point very big, no doubt about it. Elephant is quite bigger, many times bigger than lion. But when it hears the roaring of the lion, all the animals just go away. They all ran to their and to save their lives. The lion is so powerful. Not just by its teeth, but also by its roaring. So like some of the great personalities, they also compare to the lion because of their wonderful way of speaking, philosophy, spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada, but this is not the Saraswati temple. He is called Simha Guru. Because he speaks like lion. He destroys all other judiciary philosophies. He destroys all anything that is opposed to Guru Goswami. Rupanada, Nidratma, Sikhanta, Dhanahari. He destroys everything. He defeats all philosophies that is opposed to Guru Goswami. So, lion is a very, very prestigious animal. So, on here, the Parikshit is also described to be that he will be like a lion when it comes to taking his enemies, when it comes to maintaining the law and order in the state. So that is an important characteristic of a king. The king has to maintain the law and order in the state. For us, for that, he has to be very strong and he also has to be very like a lion. Lion doesn't, it never shows any kind of cowardice. Even if everyone is much, much bigger in size, much, much larger in size, he just fearlessly goes and attacks. Even the risk of losing his life, many times, quite different line, maybe some line also gets killed. But he never shows cowardice. That is the important factor. So even though the risk of even being ridiculed, the great, he was not a very, in society point of view, he was not very appreciated. Although great was appreciated, but he was not very well received. The politicians had a lot of problems with him. So he never compromised on philosophy. He always spoke the truth. He always spoke for the Siddhanta of Buddha Goswami. He always spoke for the right philosophy. He never compromised. The same truth said Srila Prabhupada also, although he went to the rest, he never compromised the philosophy. Or he never dallied the philosophy. That's a very important point. But here, in Parikshit also, he always steadfast in his maintaining the law and order society. He would never be complacent on that. That is the point being in here. And also, one should be a lamb at home and lying in the face. What does that mean? It's very interesting point that we are speaking. So one should be a lamb at home. One should show this because all chivalry and all his strength, not at home, but at his offspring. Very important point. So I leave it to you for interpretation. But the point I am, how I think is, so one should use all his capacity, all his skills and everything in furthering the fishing woman, what they can. One should use all his skills. So it should not that he decided to be a successful devotee. But he should try to also be fostering the woman. That is always a real devotee. A real devotee always carries out the instruction of the Supreme Lord. Always carries out the mission of his spiritual study. So one should not just be it's not just good to be a very good person. It's good, very nice. It's also very important. But more important is to be forthcoming and be very agile in terms of executing one's orders of his Supreme Master. That is also very important, especially in this Kaliyuga. So one can be a Bhajanandi and sit at home and chant, or sit in the forest and chant, but that is not the way of progressing in the mind. But eventually that will only lead to gradual decay from those themselves. So that's why Srila Prabhupada always emphasizes on speaking. So the speaking moment is going to keep us pure. Only when we speak Krishna consciousness, only when we show Krishna consciousness in our action, so then we can be Krishna consciousness. completely is very important. That is a very key for the person. One should be a man of form, mind, and faith. And also, the Prabhupada said in one place that the devotees are like, they are like fighters when it comes to preaching, or mind when it comes to preaching, but they are as soft as a Bengali mother. The Prabhupada says in one place. So one should have both the qualities. The next one should have both the qualities of being soft internally. The same one should always think one is humble and one is very, very strong in front of the platform. And also, sometimes when it comes to emphasizing, when it comes to establishing the Siddhanta, when it comes to establishing the right way to society, one is never fixed man. It's always steadfast in showing himself, putting himself to the maximum in order to further the The lion never fails in the chase of an animal. Even the head of the stage should never fail in chasing an enemy. That is very clear. So that is also foretelling how Sri Parikshit Maharaj would deal with his, all his challenges in the future. So when it comes to maintaining the law and order, maintaining the dharma, so it would be as it will never be complacent. So in the future we can see that when it came to the father, Kali Purusha is always destroying the entire culture, always getting the bull, dharma. So he immediately drew his sword and he was very defensive. So that is the great quality of Kaitasya. So one always maintains dharma, never falls short of it. It is quite in contrast to the contemporary world. So it's exactly the opposite. As much as we can be what you call adjusting, as much as we can be meeting others and as much as normally we can hold with the chair on the prime ministership post or chief ministership post, anything is okay. So otherwise it doesn't matter. As long as we can hold out your chair, whether it's dharma or dharma. What is the word dharma dharma? It is in that case. Unfortunately, it is Kali Yuga. So that is how the age should be after this situation in the future. So, but still, once you have all these great examples in the Puranas and the Itihasas, they are all there for the great leaders of society to learn from, to adopt how they should do. So here, when it comes to maintaining the law and order, maintaining the dharma, so one should even be ready to give up his mind for the higher cause. So he should not seek his own protection, his own comfort, all these things. He should always be ready to come. In the Mahabharata also he said, dharma, dharma ha dharma rakshita. So dharma will protect those who protect dharma. It's a very important point. So one should always see, he should see, he should put all his efforts in order to maintain dharma and dharma. And dharma will protect him. So that is seen in the Puranas and Itihasas, how Krishna protects all his devotees. And Madhavas himself was a very good example. He always throughout their lives, they've been through so many situations, so many different kinds of problems. So every step they had different kinds of situations, problems, and so many cases they have been, they were chastised, they were humiliated, insulted. But they went through all that because they adopted dharma. They were always trying to act according to dharma, never went against them. That's why we use the for dharma, because he is a personality of dharma. He is not a man, he is not a man. So, that's really the characteristic of the king. If you are Maharaj Parikshit, you can only understand King Yudhishthira when it comes to maintaining dharma, that is there in the next shloka also. The child will be like his father, grandfather Yudhishthira. So that is about the first point. And also they said that Nishyevayo Imavan Siva. What does that mean? So Himavan. Himavan means Himalaya. But here Himavan means it is addressing a personality. So Himalaya is also a personality. So every Vedic and Apavit, it is all the everything, or let it be a loka, whether it be a loka, or it be a planet, or it be an any great place, always it was not associated with. So here, the word Himavan it indicates the person. Initiate your Himavan Kiva means, you see, when it comes to giving shelter, there is nothing better than Himavan or Himalaya. So Srila Prabhupada explains what it really means. Himalaya mountains are famous for all riches. The innumerable caves to live in, the number of numberless trees, of good fruit trees, good springs to drink water from, to perfume such and minerals to cure diseases. So, Himalaya is called a Buddha cloth. So, in the book stand of Srila Bhagavatam, it mentioned that Himalaya is actually the great Guvasha. The Uttarakur Varsha and the Bharat Varsha, the Himalayas and the mountains incorporate them. It's the northernmost part of the Bharat Varsha. So what we mean by that is, this Himalaya that we see, that we encounter, what we see in the map of India, that is just an, what we call it, and representation of the real Himalayas. The real Himalayas is said to be the it's many Yojana's wife, almost like 2,000 Yojana's wife, and it's many much bigger. So, that is not Himalayas that is being described in the geography books that we study in school. So, what the goal is to tell us, so we do not have access to all the regions in the world. We are limited by our three-dimensional senses. We can't have access. We do not have access to the higher regions of this earth, like this Himalaya that we are reading in the text of the Bhagavad Gita. So, those are the abodes of the gods. So we hear that in the Himalaya, there are many great rishis that still sitting there. Like, Lord Shiva is also there, and Shiva is in Mount Kailash, in the part of the Himalaya. And many great rishis like Markandeya Rishi, Naranarayana Rishi, they are all there in Himalaya. So, of course, obviously it means that mortal earthly beings, they don't have access to these regions in the world. So, that's also a very nice marksman of the illustrated important fact. So, I'd like to go back to one of the great marksmen of Siddhartha Madhvacharya. Siddhartha Madhvacharya was instructed by this spiritual master to go to mosque and preach his philosophy of Buddha. So he went along with his disciples all the way to Badrikashram. So he took an all throughout the road, he debated with so many scholars, he defeated them, established the Buddha philosophy, which they the Srimad Bhagavatam was very important for the defeat of the Mahayana philosophy and also establishes that the real form of the Lord is one different from the Lord. There are two tenets that Mahaprabhu takes from the teachings of Madhvacharya. So when he goes there, he is going all the way and then he goes to Badrikashrama. And then in the Badrikashrama, he sees that the video of Yakshya. And then, further, he decides to go to Uttara Badrikashrama. So this Badrikashrama, the soul, Dakshina Badrikashrama, is only accessible to the humans. All the humans can go there. Where today, if you go to the, they call it Shardam, Yantra, Badrinath, Kedarna, Unmukti, Singhokri, you get a chance to go to Badrikashrama. So that is just the Dakshina Badrikashrama. But Madhvacharya, he wanted to meet Vyasadeva personally, but he wanted to read his story of Gita Maharshi to him, and wanted to get his comments on that. So he he decided to go personally meet Madhurasa, who was captain. So he went alone. He asked his disciples to stay here, and he said he would come back in Portland. And when he asked them, where are they going? He said that I'm going to meet Jasmine. And you please not come here, because you cannot come there. You will not be able to come. So that one disciple, he was very concerned about the Madhurasa. He wanted to make sure the journey is comfortable and safe and all. So that he wanted to follow him all through. So he followed Madhurasa every step on the journey. But after some time, Madhurasa picked up pace, went very fast. And at some point, he was in fact, he was jumping from hill, tree tops to hill tops. Then this disciple, Satyakirtha, his name, first dumbfounded, was couldn't believe that it's going to be happening. And he was so helpless because he couldn't go back. He didn't come all the way to connection, which he could follow, but he could not go back. He didn't know what to do. He searched for help. And Madhurasa, he just turned and then he just said, find his hand, and then immediately Satyakirtha all the way from there and came to the camp. Flying back. So, and then the particular soul, which I forgot the name. So, it goes further to say that Madhurasa, he went ahead to Uttara Badri, and then he met Yasdev, and then he read this Gita Bhashya, and then Yasdev said it is very nice, and he can do more. So then, and last year they spent Naranarayana with the next tender, when he gets his birthday. And then they all come back. Madhurasa comes back to the camp after the cold night, after the cold. So this is there in Madhurasa, that is the book written by Vikram of Vendigasaraya, one of the disciples. So that shows the point I'm trying to make here is the Himalayas that we see in the geography books. That is not a real demand. A real demand is not accessible to us. That is a point I want to make here. Also, the point here is that Parikshit Maharaj would be asked, he would have all the qualities of knowledge, like giving shelter, most important. What it means is that today, knowledge is when students, very godly faith. So we have Lord Shiva is also there in Himalayas, in Uttara. So they are, it's a place for the gods. So the students say that many gods will come to different places like Manas Grove, River, to the lake. So there is a place not accessible to the students. Also, Prabhupada says here, there are innumerable caves in heaven, numberless trees, giving good fruits, good springs, profuse grass and minerals. So that's a very important thing here. And also another quality of Himalaya is that it is the most, strongest of all mountains. It's also said in the 10th chapter that among the mountains, unshakable mountains is the Himalaya. So in the previous verse, Krishna says that I'm Mount Meru, amongst mountains. But he says amongst unshakable things and none. So Himalaya has got a special quality of it being unshakable. Because there is a pastime of the Purana, perhaps Vishnu Purana. So there is a pastime of how Mount Meru was also shaken. Very nice pastime in the figure. So, once it happened that the god of again, Vayudeva and Vasuki, of all the systems and Vasuki, that also was my faith. So they both had a debate. Who is more stronger? So the Vayudeva said, I'm more stronger, and Vasuki said, I'm more stronger. So let us have a deal. Let us have, let us be in the first one. So then it was decided that Vasuki would curl around the mountain and Vayudeva has to uncurl Vasuki in the mountain. That is the challenge. So then why when lots of people can travel around the mountain so lightly that rock started to break and it was getting the men were feeling the pressure of multiple around him. And the wind started to blow. All the way started to blow the wind so fierce winds and all the strength was gone. So the Mount Meru was very shaky. Mount Meru is the biggest of all the mountains. You know, it's 1,000,000 tall and 1,000,000 wide. And that Mount Meru also shook in the time. That's why Krishna is very, he said, Mount Sabu is a booty. Because I'm at the Himalayas. So Himalayas is never shaken. So Himalayas also a great place of the place that the innumerable wealth was full of opulence. So another pastime is there, which actually signifies the point, which is the point. We all know that Arjuna is called Dhananjaya. So what it means, Dhananjaya. Dhananjaya is someone who has born wealth, and has accumulated a lot of wealth. There was a situation in which Arjuna had to do certain things. He accomplished it. Because of which he was given his name, Dhananjaya. And this was before the Yaga, Rajasthiva agent that Maharaj Yudhishthira performed. And there was a need for water wells. So there was a need for water wells and because he had to do Rajasthiva agent, I think inviting all the gods, inviting all the rishis, all the brahmanas, and he had to profusely give charity for him to be successful. So it required a lot of wealth. So then Maharaj Yudhishthira sent his all his four brothers in different directions in order to get the help. Especially advice he requested Arjuna to do this because he had a lot of faith on. So Arjuna, he was wondering what to do, how do I get all the wealth. Then there was Narada Muni who came and told him that if you go to Himalaya, you get the wealth. That is the king of the name Narutra. So this king, Narutra, he was very fasting. So he used to do a lot of yajnas. And he once did a very important yajna. This thing is the same law called Shankara Yajna. So he engaged a great sage, Guruspati, in doing this yajna. And he got successful. So the Lord Supreme Lord was very pleased with him. And he gave this whole mountain peak of gold. So this story is there in the same chapter, in the further in the verse number 33. So far is giving a challenge. The modern atmosphere can go and find the peak of gold with knowledge. Anyone's interested, you can be there. So the peak of gold is there. So given to the same Maruta by the Supreme Lord. And he utilized this huge quantity of gold and further doing more again. He used to feed prasad with everyone, only golden things. That was his problem. So the Arjuna, he went and he asked him for gold. So there was no problem for him to get so much gold. That's how Indra and Arjuna was the same. Dhananjaya, he wasn't God of them. And of course, he defeated many kings and got a lot of wealth also. And this was also an important turning point. He got a lot of wealth from this king. So that, then, this way, Himalayas is always an, it's a source, a natural resource of so many great resources. And in the universe, even today, it's the most very few place because the celestial rivers like Ganga and Yamuna, they are all coming from Himalayas. Gangotri and Yamunotri. It's a very few place. Because Ganga is coming from the, not the condition from the part of the ocean. Karana Rakshaya Vishnu. When Lord Virikrama, he tears to the covering of his earth, then that came with Ganga. The leakage that happens on the bowl. So tears by Lord Virikrama. What from the population started to flow, and it came to all the higher divisions, all the heavenly planets to find coming in this month. It's a very pure place. So that's why all yogis and all the pure souls who like to purify themselves, they go to Himalayas, but they still have to take a pilgrimage. So obviously, there's a tribulation, they still have to take a pilgrimage. So, and also, the Prabhupada is saying, if someone does not have very interesting point in nature, that any man who is not materially prosperous can take shelter of the same Lord. So, between the Lord here and the Lord, and our places. And he will be provided with everything required. So, we have the assurance. So, Himalayas is always a place you will find what you want. So, this is for yogis for the very peaceful place and the very pure place, potential place, of the place of the gods. We meditate there, very much more powerful. The amount of tapasya you do in other places, the amount of tapasya, one more time, the benefit you don't get by going to Himalayas. So that is one important point that is being mentioned here. Some perfume, drugs, and minerals to cure diseases. So we know the story of from the Ramayana, how Hanuman had to take this sanjeevani flower all the way from Himalaya to the Narasimha, dispel the unconscious state of Lakshman. So it is still a place of God. A very great medicines and a lot of minerals. So any man who is not making doctors can take shelter of this great mountain and he will be provided with everything required. Both the materialists and spiritualists can take advantage of this great shelter of money. So that is the second point that is being mentioned, one of the second characteristics of Maharaj Parikshit. Working a shelter as Himalayan movement. And there are some other points about third quality being mentioned here is beauty. Both feeling like a bird. So that's a very important point that we need to consider. The earth is the earth actually the control of the Supreme Lord. We have this, the Bhu Devi and Sri Devi, the consorts of the Lord. Sri Devi is none other than Lakshmi, and Bhu Devi is none other than the personality of the earth. It is consort of the Lord. So we are all the living entities. In one sense, we are all the sons of the Lord. Krishna says that Anand, Peter, Pata, Pita. So he is the father, he is the father for all of us. So that all the living entities become the world, and then they go through different kinds of species, and they enjoy the life with different senses, and they suffer for the activities. So they go around, they go taking different birth after birth, they keep going. And finally, the time of Pralaya, they all enter into the body of Mahavishnu. So Mahavishnu, sometimes he is very compassionate towards the soul. So this is that all the people in the material world, they drive this body. Body is like a boat. We can use this boat to cross over this portion of the land. So it's an instrument given to us by the Lord. To make use of it, we can cross over the ocean of the land. The Lord being merciful, he decides, when he wants to create, he decides, okay, let me begin the creation now. So let us hope that all the living entities, he again takes back to the working service and come back to me. So his only wish is that all the living entities to come back to him. So he wishes to create this material world. And he incarnates all the souls into the material creation. And this Bhu Devi, you know, than the mother, she provides all the necessities for the living entity, for the sustenance. So she provides food, crops, the so the trees in the earth and it gives the crops, leaves the crops, for leaves the grains, grains for the crops, gives us the wealth, hence the petroleum, it gives us the whatnot, everything. But in fact, our own body is made of the predominant component in our body. So, the earth provides so much, so many things, but what we give back to the earth, we sit on the earth, we pass, even, not food, then it won't give back to the earth. And if that is not enough, we kill others, fellow beings, we do so much of crime, you know, that people have to be. So, although people are doing all these things, the children are doing all these things, the mother is still, she takes all the pain and she still nurtures them, she gives them what they want. That is a very great quality of four beings that the Bhagavatam is mentioning here. There is nothing as compared to the earth when it comes to four beings. So, Prabhupada is comparing that to mother. The mother sometimes excuses his child. So, the, all the people, they have given this body in the hope that they utilize this body for going back to Krishna. So going back to the original state. So the earth also is the hope that we can take advantage of it to provide everything. So sometimes if the people are more and more sinful, the earth also withdraws all the pleasures. So we see that in different cases in Bhagavan, especially in the Siddhi Maharaj, this happens. So the earth withdraws all the resources. So there are no rains are coming in, there are no resources that are coming. So completely, because all the unruly things are ruling the earth. Before Maharaj Sidhu was in Vena, was the most sinful of all things. So he was ruling the earth, so the earth withdrew all the resources. They did not give anything. So Maharaj Sidhu had to make the earth understand that I'm there, I'm a living incarnation of the world, and I will make sure that my medium. So then the earth gets all the different resources. So we see how the earth becomes like a cow. And how all the kind of different personalities begin to take the desirable objects from the mother earth. But the earth gets everything. In fact, she's very thankful. Sometimes we don't realize how much the world is created for us perfectly. When the scientists say that this world is perfectly tuned for our existence. How even if one of the physical constants, right, even if it changes by a marginal percentage, the earth won't be suspended. So many physical constants, gravitational constants, and many constants are there. They're saying it's called a fine tuning. This theory of fine-tuning. How this earth is such a wonderful place. It's perfectly true for sustenance of life. So that actually gives a lot of trust for the proof for the God has created with us, Krishna has created this earth. How can this earth be such a fine-tuned? Cannot come by chance. By chance, if somebody did not create this thing, the thing so nice that we have wonderful nice atmosphere, we have water, and we have earth, which gives all the trees of life. So, how is it that it can come by chance? This is a very important point, in this sense. And, yeah, this is an important point. I think would be, she encourages if you have four hearing. So this third is also manifested when the king was cursed. The king was powerful enough to retaliate the curse. The child Shringi, who is the son of the page. And he cursed the king, Parishad, Sudan Kalami. Parishad was quite capable of retaliating or amplifying the curse. But he was so forbearing. He took it as the Lord's special mercy. He took it upon himself. And he did not try to kill the other ones. That is a great quality of the king. So he knows. Being in confidential servant of the Lord, he knows what is the Lord's purpose. Because the Bhagavatam has come, and he was going to become an instrument for the Bhagavatam to come to Maharaj Parikshit and to get him from. So he resolved not to do anything about the curse, and he took it as his blessing. So that was an important quality of the great king. So he should be, the king is called as the representative of the Lord. He is as good as the father. So he said in the Bhagavatam, one should not become a father or a king, a spiritual master, or an teacher, unless one can deliver, it becomes. So this position is very, very important position to study. For this, the responsibility of the Lord, just make sure that it's ample. Everything is there for the spiritual progress of the being. That is the king's responsibility. Make sure the Lord honors us there for peace and clarity. Peace is a basic necessity for any progress is concerned. If there is no peace, then there is no person of any progress is concerned. The Lord is peace, chaos. And human peace is also not good. That's spiritual nature. Unless there is some tribulation in your life, unless there is some kind of challenges in your life, what happens? Not taking God with you. That's why Krishna knows and that is very good and I mean, we didn't learn. So the king's responsibility to make sure we also sometimes excuse some of the not so important instruments, so we have to cover. So, as we go on quality, so giving us the earth. The earth also, because it's enduring some of the difficulty because of the living energy. Like it is, people are committing so many sinful reactions, so many sinful activities. So it is, very patiently hearing all the stress knowledge. So the earth also sometimes wants some, what can I do about education, that situation. Sometimes, earth also goes to the Lord and, petition. My dear Lord, this is what has happened. So many unruly chains are ruling me. And, situation is so bad. This happened in, before I heard about Krishna also. So the earth went along with, the Dharma and all the, the demigods. They all prayed to the end of this, new question. Yes. And then they prayed to the Lord for his appearance. And, that is all these, there is no sentry chain left on the earth. All the demonic things are ruling the earth. And they are taking all the resources. And, they are undertaking all simple activities. So please kindly come and lead us. Please, help us save me from all these, simple people. So there is a Lord coming. Incarnate. And he establishes Dharma. So the earth also, when it becomes too much, the earth also has to give to the Lord. Lord is the protector of everyone. Lord is the Dhamma, Param Dhamma, he is the shelter of everyone. He protects everyone. That's important quality of it. So, the next thing is the, he's as tolerant as his parents. The fourth quality is mentioned here. So what does that mean? The deer has a two ways of looking at it. As tolerant as his parents. So one is parents always intolerant towards the children. His parents make all the mischievous things. It's not school, it's not urine. The father and mother, they are, they tolerate all the difficulties. Because they have love for the child. So, they're very tolerant. That's also one way of looking at it. The other thing is, the forefathers of Maharaj Pradeep Parishad were also very, they knew a lot of difficulty for the sake of Dharma. That is also one quality that's being illustrated here. So Maharaj Parishad will also be the second of personality, not be, not be a lesser personality when it comes to being tolerant, when he has to be tolerant. So, you know, the Pandavas, they have so much difficulty, but right from the very young age, they know how to use the poison. Then he was such a small god by Duryodhana and company, but he was saved by his mother. So like that, and there were, the house was put in fire, there was a monkey plant to kill them in the house of Shalak. And then they were abandoned because the they were banished in the forest. They use the Namasa for beginners. Like that, their whole life was full of generations. Even after, of course, after gaining the kingdom, they become so renounced that they were completely devoted to the Lord. The only progress for them was service to the Lord. the Lord was made sure we made the right arrangement for the devotees. So throughout their tribulation period that they went through all the different kinds of troubles, the audience of Tribunal Mandalam never did they spare it in Dharma. Although sometimes Sina would become angry, he would become impatient and he would sacrifice another Vishnu Maharaj because of you very long. And everyone lost their patience at some place or other. But Vishnu Maharaj is the maintained, the voice. He was always quiet, he was very patient, always had faith in the Lord. That's a very important quality of the devotee and the king also. Sometimes, because of the course of the time, the kingdom may also undergo some very tough situations. So the king should take appropriate measures to remedy the situation. He should have faith in God and he should take appropriate measures. So there is very important quality being followed by the parents. The king should also be like a parent to the, what do you call the society. Isa Raja Sata Prajan is the subsidiary of the Lord. He is representing Chinnath Vade Shindra Narayani. So these are the four qualities highlighted here. So, thank you, Dee. So, we have to stop here. So, any someone has a question? So when you say that the king has to be forbearing and tolerant, that doesn't mean he is competent. So when it comes to taking the unruly elements in society, it comes to making the law and order, he is like a lion, right? Before it mentioned. So he never leaves any stone unturned. But to make sure everything is, the dharma is maintained in society, that is responsibility. But when it comes to his own bad situation, like in the case of the Ashram of Krishna, so one Brahmana had a complaint. He came to the Yogi, Virasena. He came to Virasena and he said, "See, all my children, as soon as they're born, they're done. So what does that mean? It does not happen. You shouldn't. This is a glitch. So this is because there is something wrong with the king. Because of the mistake of the king, it's not ruling properly. Only because of that, all these things are happening. Although, it's not a king's mistake in this particular case. It's not a mistake of Uddhava, you know. Just for higher thought, later it comes to know that Arjuna and Krishna have to describe the children of Ramana, the Gopi, and all the way to Sri Mahavishnu. But he was very patient. So he has to be tolerant in that situation. He has to deal patiently. Just bounce in patiently, take appropriate decisions. Not just get angry and become a victim of anger. Even if somebody is not sent, then you accept it from mistake and try to remove the situation. So in that aspect, yes, it won't be very important. It's my team. I don't know. You can answer the question. Chandra Shiva Bhagavati, Chandra 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 B